Galatians chapter 2, I'm going to read one verse. Probably not going to preach very long, but I want you to think about how much Jesus loves you. And think about, what did you do? What have you done? And I look out and I see people that's probably been good moral people. I look out and I see people that no doubt there's somebody in here this morning that was a drunk. No doubt there's somebody in here this morning that in your lifetime you've been strung out on drugs. No doubt there's somebody in here this morning you've done things that you don't want nobody to know that you've done. No doubt there's somebody in here you're ashamed of your past, and you don't even want your husband or your wife to know some of the things that you've done in your past. And also on that same order, we got good moral people that's in here. They probably ain't never really done nothing wrong as far as that goes. But for you good moral people that ain't ever done nothing wrong and you always been a pretty good person, what made you so special that Jesus loved you? Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. God, I love you. I come to you in Jesus' name. God, help me right now, God, just for the next few minutes, Lord. Lord, I've not studied this. Lord, this is from heaven right now, God. God, I pray, God, you would convict hearts. God, touch hearts right now, Lord. God, you can do more, God, with the Holy Ghost moving in 5 minutes than I was preaching. God, I pray, God, you would touch hearts, God. Touch Christians right now, Lord. And if there's one that's lost, God, help them to realize, God, where they're at, God. Help Christians to realize where they're at, God. God, if we've gone cold and we're unconcerned, God, and we're not feeling like we used to feel, God, help us to get on an altar, God. Have your way right now. Get us out of the way. Let all the praise go to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The next verse, verse 21, says this. I'm going to read verse 20 again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. When's the last time you thought about grace? What made you so special, Jackie, that Jesus would die for you? I remember preaching on the book of Hosea and talking about Hosea and Gomer, Skip, and asking the question, was she worth it? We all know the story of Hosea and Gomer, how that she went out and she committed adultery on her husband multiple times. She had even got so far that they were selling her on the auction block, and her own husband, which already owned her, went back and paid that price for her. Was she worth it? Understand something. You were his. As all souls are mine. Jesus did not have to die on that cross for you, but he did. So when's the last time you got brokenhearted? When's the last time you woke up in the morning, looked in the mirror and said, you ain't worth what Jesus did for you. You don't deserve what Jesus did for you. You deserve hell. You ought to be in hell today. And the only reason you're here today is because of the grace of God. What in the world did we do to deserve that kind of love? What in the world did we do to deserve? Number one, what did you do to deserve that God loved you enough? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you this again. If it was left up for me to give one of my children so that you didn't have to die and go to hell, you'd be in hell today. But God loved you enough. God cared enough about you. I'm talking about, let me tell you. you something. You understand. We got to get a picture just a minute now. You are a created being. God created you. That means God can do anything he wants with you. Josh, that means that if God wanted to squash you like a bug, no problem, you his. But yet God loved us enough that he looked down and saw how that we had gone astray and we were out of his will and we had sin in our life, and instead of coming down and crushing us like he ought, like he had every right to do, he said, they've got to have a way. And millions and millions and millions of years ago, the Godhead, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost had got together and already knew all this was going to happen. And they said, we got to do something. And God the Son, Jesus Christ, stood up and said, I'll take their place. God could have looked over at him, Robert, and said, no, we ain't doing that. They don't deserve that. They're not good enough for that. We ought to squash them. We ought to kill them. We ought to destroy them. But he didn't. He said, hey, yeah, I'll let you go to the cross. I'll let you go to the cross so that they don't have to die and go to hell. Now study your Bible. The Bible says, David backed me up, the Bible says that it pleased God to bruise him. In other words, it was God that put him on that cross. It was God that allowed people to beat him. It was God that allowed him to go to that cross. It was God that allowed him, that spear to be pierced into his side. It was God that allowed it to be nailed to that cross. It was God that allowed all that so that you and I don't have to die and go to hell. And some of us are just unconcerned, nonchalantly going through life, never broken about what Jesus did for you. Never think about how much he loved you. When's the last time you were broken by what Jesus did for you? When's the last time you really thought about what Jesus did for you? Blake's my son. And I guarantee you, there's things that Blake's done in his life that I don't know about. But Jesus does. There's thoughts that's gone through Tanner's mind. There's things that Tanner's done already in his young life that his mama and daddy don't know about, but Jesus does. And he loved you enough that he died for you. I don't frustrate the grace of God. Brother Robert, we ought to, every once in a while we ought to get up, like you were talking about a while ago, we ought to get up and have it in our minds, what in the world did I do to deserve this? What have I done to deserve to be the pastor of this church for 22 years? I didn't do anything to deserve that. That's just by the grace of God. What in the world, David, did you ever do to deserve being a deacon? You ain't done nothing to deserve. Preacher, what in the world did you ever do to deserve being called by God to preach his word? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Tommy, what in the world did you ever do to be deserved to be a Christian, to be standing in church today and with happy tears flowing down your face? I'm telling you right now, we ought to all be in hell today because that's where we deserve. But God's got you here today, Tony. You know where you've been. You know the life you lived. There's things that you've done, Tony, that you don't want your mama to know about. Jesus knows about it and still loves you. Being there's things that you would be ashamed if God was to come down now, Thomas, and put your life up there. You'd run out of this church ashamed. Gavin, we don't want nobody to know those things. But Jesus knows those things and loves us anyway. But God commended his love towards us, Dale, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When's the last time you got broken thinking about how good Jesus has been to you, Chucky. Alan, when's the last time you just got off into a corner somewhere, Ronnie, and thought about, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. Benji, when's the last time you thought about, I don't deserve to have a family like I got? Gavin, what have you ever done to deserve the family that you've got? Those two beautiful kids and that beautiful wife, what have you ever done to deserve that? Absolutely nothing. It's only by the grace of God that we have anything. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. When's the last time you really thought about how good God's been to you? When's the last time you really thought about where you really deserve to be this morning? When's the last time you frustrated the grace of God? Paul's writing this letter and Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. What he's telling us, Cam, is I don't push God to the limit. I'm not going to push God to the limit. I know what I am. I know what I deserve. And it's all about him. Where are you at today? Christian, where are you at today? Are you at that point where you don't shed a tear anymore? Are you at that point where you don't feel like you used to feel? If we ain't careful, Skip, if we ain't careful, we come to church. Oh, we're a deacon now and we're a preacher now. You know, I've made it. I'm where I'm supposed to be. And, you know, I'm working. I'm doing all I'm supposed to do. And you forget where God brought you from. Don't frustrate the grace of God this morning. Understand something. God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows every thought that's gone through your mind. And he still loves you. And he still died for you. Now think about this. The Bible tells us right here, I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Who are you that Christ should live in you? Robert, think about that. Not only did he love you enough to die for you, not only did he love you enough to save you, he loves you enough to move in. I'm talking about a sinful vessel that was dirty and marred, Melvin, that did not deserve it. And when he come in, glory to God, not only did he clean you up, he moved in with you, amen? And no matter where you go, no matter what you face, no matter how deep the valley, no matter how high the mountain, you got somebody on the inside that says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you until the ends of the world. Glory to God. Hey, he loves us. That's grace. That's grace. How is it with you? Brother Robert, can you come sing? Please come down to me. You got that? I want you to bow your heads with me. When's the last time you thought about how good God is to you?